Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning. Well, I'm very excited to talk to you this morning about communicating with God because there's so much misinformation about this. It's beyond bizarre. So I'm going to go to four authorities, which I'm going to brag and say I agree with, because a lot of people don't agree with these four authorities. And they are Jesus and Krishna and Lao Tzu and Buddha. And by golly, if they don't just say the same thing over and over. And so many of the great teachers do say the same thing. And I've been telling people this, but it's difficult for people to hear because there's so much invested in the physical body and so little invested in our spiritual reality. One of the things I've said to everybody so many times through the years is God is everything. Now, there are a lot of things you don't like. They're part of God. God creates all things, the good that we call good and the bad that we call bad. To God, there is no good and bad. There's simply creation. I'm going to read you a couple of quick passages, and then we're going to move on to what we're able to do in these human bodies to help us experience the existence of God. This is a quote from Jesus. God is spirit, and those who worship him in spirit. Then here's a quote from Krishna. God pervades all that exists in the universe, above and below. There is only this one. That means we're all part of it. Then Lao Tzu says, Tao is beyond all words. It can only be comprehended in silence. So sometime today, we will create as much silence as we're possibly able to create in these exceptionally noisy bodies. Another quote from Buddha is, one intrinsic unity enfolds all manifestations. Take a nice deep breath and stop trying to understand that, because you will not. And Lao Tzu tells us about that. He says, the origin of heaven and earth is beyond the realm of thought. The Tao that can be expressed in words is not the everlasting Tao. This origin of all things is revealed within ourselves. This is the mystery of all mysteries. Wonderful words, hopefully inspiring you to turn within. All things manifest are filled with God. All things that are invisible are filled with God. All things flow from God, yet he does not change. Take a nice deep breath again and be aware of yourself. You've heard so many times that God is love. Love is God. This simply is saying everything is energy. God is energy. We are energy. The problem we have in our desire to communicate with God, or what we call God, is that we are human and we want things like us, things that we can understand. We want to be in control. And I'm sure all of you have experienced that desire and attempted that reality. One of the most important things to learn about your relationship to God is to allow. Simply allow the energy with which we can all flow. You're going to be joyous in your connection with God when you are flowing with it. You're going to be miserable when you resist. So take a nice deep breath and let's celebrate our flow, our communication, our relationship with what we call God. Because this vibration, this energy has no name. It cannot be comprehended by the human intellect. We can experience it in our lives. So let's use the information we have here at CDM to help our bodies, to help us, the spirit, control our body so that we can experience this vibration we call God. So close your eyes be aware of your body. It's a part of God. You cannot make rules about communicating with God. You can quiet your body and have an experience of this amazing vibration. I want you to create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine and allow that flow of energy to go through the chair and the floor and the layers of the earth until it reaches the center of the earth. Allow this connection to help you, the spirit, be connected to your physical world, including your body. Allow you, the spirit, to ground and take charge of your physical reality. And as you do, release the body's fear and reassure it that you are with it. It does not need to be afraid. Because communicating with God has frightened many people. Use your grounding, and your body won't stop you with its fear. Two of my favorite examples of people communicating with God in frightening circumstances for the body were Jesus, when he was communicating with God about what he was going forward to do, and of course with his mother, when she discovered that she was pregnant with Jesus the Christ. Take a moment and be aware we are not in circumstances quite that dire. And whatever our fears are of God, whatever our fears are in the body about ourselves as spirit, let them diminish by using your grounding and letting the fear flow down your grounding cord. Because the body can, with its fear, get between you and your experience of yourself and God, yourself, the spirit, and your body. Now, let's experience ourselves, because that's your first step to your communication with God. And you are perceived in this physical world as a bright spark of light. Let that bright spark of light come and be above your head. And if you close your eyes, it's easier for you to turn within and experience yourself. Let that bright spark of light just stop at the top of your head for a moment and allow your body to experience you. It could be a tingling or a warmth or just knowing. And then slowly flow from the top of your head right to the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. Take a nice deep breath or two and quiet your body. Use your grounding to release anything that would interfere with your body being quiet. Allow any thought to simply float away like on a cloud. Allow your emotions to simply flow down your grounding cord. Experience a peace within yourself, because you are in the presence of God, because you are in the center of your head. You are a spark of God. Your grounding allows you to manifest yourself more strongly in your physical experience. We're here to do the best we can to manifest God through the physical body. It's not easy, but it doesn't take any effort. Remember to breathe. We have to care for the body as we operate as spirit. Now, you've heard it said from greater authorities than I that you experience God through yourself. This is true. God is not some energy out in the sky. God is everything, every cell, every plant, every human, every bird in the sky. God is all things. Things you like and things you do not like. All the rules that humans make attempt to define God. Allow yourself to let go of the rules and shine that light that's you in the center of your head. And start your process by communicating with you. Say hello to yourself. You are the part of God that relates to your physical body. Honor that part of God. Use your grounding to let go of anything that interferes with you honoring yourself as part of God. Could be some of those rules you've heard through life. Remember, you do not have to be good to be part of God. God is everything. Good and bad are definitely human concepts. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep allowing your grounding. Begin by realizing you cannot understand what we call God. And once you realize that and let go of trying so hard to understand what we call God, you can open the door to experiencing this vibration. It's similar in many ways, and maybe the body could understand it better if you call it love. You know how many rules people have made about that aren't true? Love is not control. Love is not doing nice things. No, love is not being schmarmy. Love is a vibration, as God is a vibration. And as we learn to quiet our bodies, we can experience these vibrations. Give up understanding it all. Now let's allow ourselves to just expand our awareness a little bit more. So as you ground yourself, I'd like for you to create above your head a bright gold sun. This is a vibration. It's a vibration we can experience in the body that's comfortable for the body and also raises its vibration to receive our spiritual energy more easily. And let that bright gold sun just flow into you from the top of your head and through your whole body. Allow your body to receive this gold vibration. Don't try to understand it, simply experience it. You might even step up to enjoying it. Be aware of that vibration of gold going through all of the cells in your body and continuing to flow down your grounding cord and into the earth. And in doing this, you are communicating with God. Not only are you communicating with God, you are manifesting God through your body. Oh, only special people do that. No, we all do that all the time. And it's up to us to focus on what vibration we want to bring in to our world. God has no judgment. Just experience the gold energy. Notice if your body can experience this communication that's happening, this non-intellectual flow of energy. Then just allow that gold energy to flow from infinity. And let it flow to the top of your head and move through your body. And be aware of why you ground. The body needs the grounding as you vibrate at this level of energy. Use your grounding to release anything that disturbs your body as you move this high, clear vibration through your body. Again, you are communicating with God. I'm going to give you a moment of silence just to experience it. Remember to breathe. Your body is your vessel. Respect it. Provide what it needs, such as oxygen, food, water, laughter. The greater your communication with God, the more your body needs your care. And that will be unique for each person. Take a nice deep breath. Focus once again in the center of your head if you floated away. Enhance your grounding. And just be aware of the great teachers that we've had on this planet. Known and unknown, all trying to teach us the same thing, as you heard. We are all part of God. God is everything. And God is unknowable on the intellectual level. God is able to be experienced. But not known. Now, as we're aware of these great teachers, I want you to notice sometime in the last week where you were conscious that you were manifesting your God self. It may surprise you, it may not be the good things that you remember. It might have been a time you allowed yourself to stand up for you. Or it could be a time that you gave to someone or received from someone. One is no better than the other. Be aware of a time you manifested God this week. Maybe your body was angry as you did this. Validate that you communicate with God. Every moment of your life on earth is a communication with God. Pause and take a moment to release down your grounding anything that says it has to be really special or be accompanied by organ music. Or like in the movies, with angels flying out of the sky. Let's allow ourselves to validate the power and importance of our daily lives All things are vibration. What is your tune? Do you go through the world and manifest God? Or do you go through the world with fear and issues about control and hate? These are all part of God, by the way. But it depends on what vibration you want to manifest into this world. And it's all about choice. Breathe in, breathe out. And communicate with God by communicating with yourself about what you manifested from God into the earth this last week. It's all so simple. We humans want to complicate it, intellectualize it, control it. Oh well, that won't happen. But we will finally learn to let go and receive from God. To let go and acknowledge we're part of this unnameable, unbelievable power. This creative force beyond our comprehension. So let's take a few minutes. Each of you ask one of the teachers I was using as examples. So we had Lao Tzu, Buddha, Krishna, and Jesus. Pick one you would like to communicate with. Enhance your grounding. And then go ahead and communicate with this great teacher about your communication with God. In other words, ask this wonderful teacher some advice about how you can best communicate with your God. Allow some amusement. Most of them have a great deal of amusement. Let yourself see how you can use this information in your life. You might get the information to lighten up, to have more amusement, to let people see you more clearly. Whatever you receive, be aware of how you can translate it into your life. When you're through with your communication, thank this great teacher and be aware you are like this other person, just as this teacher is like you. A soul in a human body manifesting God. Because each soul is a part of God. Breathe in, breathe out. Now I want you to tune in to you in the center of your head. And I'm going to give you a moment of silence. And again, allow your body just to let go and release any rules about your experience. And use the grounding and your presence to communicate with God. The God in the center of your head. And the greater God with no name that we can't understand. Take a nice deep breath. Be in the present moment with your body. This is where it lives, in the present. And be aware that the avenue to God is through you. That spark of light within you is your communication with God. Because through your God self, you experience your communication with all things. When you know yourself, you know everything. And people may say that's a simple thing, and yes it is, but it's a challenge. And as you go more into yourself and awaken more to your God self, you become aware of what a glorious thing it is to communicate on this level. So for right now, let's use the grounding and release the intellectual attempt to understand that which is not named. And be in the center of your head and simply experience that bright light that's you, and through you, experience your God. From the center of your head, be aware of the people around you, each one a part of God. Breathe in, breathe out. Be here, be now, and allow your vibration to come to one that's comfortable for both you and your body. It might be gold, it might be green. Communion with God definitely creates growth. So when you're here in this moment, just open your eyes. And you might want to pat your knee. Thank you, body, for being such a good vessel. And when you're ready, you can bend forward and release some energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.